Runciter said.
I'll consult my dead wife.
It's the middle of the night. The moratoriums are closed now.
Not in Switzerland,
Runciter said, with a grimacing smile as if some repellent midnight fluid had crept up into his aged throat.
Good eve,
Runciter hung up. As owner of the Beloved Brethren Moratorium, Herbert Schoenheit von Vogelsung, of course, perpetually came to work before his employees. At this moment, with the chilly, echoing building just beginning to stir, a worried-looking clerical individual with nearly opaque glasses and wearing a tabby fur blazer and pointed yellow shoes waited at the reception counter, a claim check stub in his hand. Obviously, he had shown up to holiday greet a relative. Resurrection Day, the holiday on which the half-lifers were publicly honored, lay just around the corner. The rush would soon be beginning.
Yes, sir, Herbert said to him with an affable smile. I'll take your stub personally.
It's an elderly lady, the customer said. About 80, very small and wizened. My grandmother.
"'Twill only be a moment."
Herbert made his way back to the cold pack bins to search out number 305-4039-B. When he looked